We were chasing okay. a rabbit.
Turn to Proverbs 8 and verse 10. Proverbs 8:10. We're still looking at wisdom's call here to men. And she says, "Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold." So she says, "Receive my instruction." So she's exhorting us here to take something from her, to receive instruction. Receive means to take into one's hand or into one's possession something held out or offered by another. To take delivery of a thing from another, either for oneself or for a third party. To take from another by hearing or listening. To attend, listen, or give heed to. And that last part there would be how it is used here. When we're receiving it, you're receiving instruction, obviously, by listening and hearing. Instruction is the action of instructing or teaching, the imparting of knowledge or skill, education, information. So wisdom has some information for us, some education, some knowledge that she wants us to get, and she's imploring us to receive it with an open mind. And one of the fundamental purposes that God gave the book of Proverbs to us for was to receive the instruction of wisdom. You remember that in the first chapter in verse 3, Proverbs 1:3. This is one of the reasons why Solomon is writing the Proverbs, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. So therefore, in order to receive wisdom's instruction, we should read the Proverbs regularly, because that's the very purpose why they were given. So if you ever wonder, like I did, how do you get wisdom or how do you receive instruction? Well, right here, just read the book, read Proverbs specifically, and that's how you receive it. And if we receive God's word, we'll get wisdom. Remember Proverbs 2, 1 and 6, where Solomon said, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee," and then do some other things, and you get down to verse 6, he says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Once you get wisdom and you get wise, then you'll be prompted to receive more instruction, more of God's commandments. Proverbs 8 and verse 10. It's something that feeds on itself. It builds on itself. The more you learn, the more you desire to know, the more you're willing to listen and learn, the more you'll receive instruction. Proverbs 10 and verse 8 says, "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall." So you first receive the instruction to get wise. That's how you get wisdom. And then once you get wise, then you'll receive more commandments, more instruction. And the more of God's word we receive, the more we'll grow spiritually, and the more we'll desire to learn. As it says in Proverbs 4:18, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day." So the just man doesn't just learn the absolute bare-bone basics, enough to make a confession and get in the church and then learn no more. The just man, the wise man, he keeps learning, he keeps reading, he keeps studying, he keeps listening to the sermons, and he keeps growing in wisdom and knowledge, keeps receiving instruction. And it's never too late in life to start receiving instruction in order to be wise. Some people aren't converted until they're old. Proverbs 19 and verse 20. Proverbs 19:20. "Hear counsel and receive instruction." There's that phrase again. "That thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." So some people don't get converted late in life, or some people don't get wise till late in life, but it's never too late to learn. And even if you're already wise, you know what you can do? You can get wiser, right? Because there's always more to learn. There's always more wisdom to be had. If anybody thinks that they don't need to get wiser, then they probably need to get wise in the first place, because they don't know that they're not wise. Proverbs 9 and verse 9 says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he'll be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." So never too late to start, or never too late to continue and get more and grow. And that's the whole idea of the Christian life, just to keep growing, keep getting wiser. Then wisdom says, "Receive my instruction and not silver." Now, you might, if you just read just that verse right there, and you just took it very literally, you'd say, well, you should never receive silver. Somebody tries to pay you for something in silver, don't you take silver. You don't want any silver, no gold. Don't take any money, offer your services all for free. Right? Obviously, that's ridiculous. That's not what she's saying. She's not saying to never take silver into your hand from somebody else. She's telling us, well, let me first of all just, I'll give you one verse here real quickly just to show you that it's not wrong to receive silver as a payment. As a matter of fact, if somebody was going to pay me and I had the option, I would tell them, give me silver. I don't want any of that paper. I want some real money. Genesis 23 and verse 16. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. So Ephron here was not sinning by receiving the silver from Abraham. Obviously, that's not what wisdom's talking about. Wisdom is telling us that if it's a choice between receiving her instruction and receiving silver, choose the instruction. Choose wisdom over silver, because it's more valuable, exactly. We should value wisdom and instruction far greater than we value silver. And of course, silver here is representative of money. It could be any form of money, whatever the money might be. The reason for this is because wisdom is far more valuable than silver. Proverbs 3 and verse 14. Proverbs 3:14 says, for the merchandise of it, that is of wisdom and understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. The merchandise, the value, what you could buy for it. It's more valuable. You could exchange it. You could gain with it better. You could gain with wisdom better than you could with silver. Because there are certain things that you just can't get with silver. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? Right? There are certain things that you just can't get. You can have all the money in the world, and if you don't have the heart to get wisdom, you wouldn't get it. So there are things that money cannot buy, as we know. Job 28 and verse 15. Job 28, 15. Job is talking about, is this Job? This is Job speaking. He is talking about wisdom. And there in verse 15, he says, it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. So you can't buy it. It's something you have to learn. You learn it from the Word of God. You also learn it from life experience. And you can't buy those things. So wisdom's instruction in the Word of God is superior to silver because, number one, of its inherent value, but number two, also, it's because wisdom will teach us how to get, save, spend, retain, and pass down silver to our children and grandchildren. So if you have wisdom, you can get silver. If you have silver, you're not necessarily going to get wisdom, but if you have wisdom, you'll get silver. You'll get money. If you don't have wisdom, you probably don't have much silver. And if you do have a lot of wisdom, you probably have a lot of silver. Because the Word of God tells you how to get it, how to save it, how to retain it, how to spend it wisely, how to invest it, how to give it, you know, pass it down to the next generation. Wisdom teaches us all that stuff. So that's why it's superior. Not only is it just superior in its inherent value, but it'll help you get the other one so you have both of them if you have wisdom, if you focus on wisdom and instruction. And then she says, in knowledge rather than choice gold. Receive my instruction and not silver, in knowledge rather than choice gold. So wisdom is gained through instruction. And the definition of instruction, I'm sorry, knowledge, pardon me, knowledge is gained through instruction. As the definition of instruction told us, it's the action of instructing or teaching, the imparting of knowledge or skill. So when she says to get knowledge, you get knowledge through her instruction. And it is to be chosen above gold. And those who love instruction love knowledge. Proverbs 12 and verse 1. The person that loves to be instructed obviously loves to be instructed, because they want the knowledge that comes through instruction. Right? The person, if you don't love knowledge, you're not going to love instruction, and vice versa. Proverbs 12 and verse 1, says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." Now, sometimes instruction is not sitting and listening to a lecture. Sometimes instruction is reproof, rebuke, or like instructing with the rod, punishment, right? Those are all instruction. And the person that doesn't like the hard instruction, the reproof, the rebuke, being told you're wrong, those are the people that are stupid. They are brutish, we're told. And there's a whole generation of young people out there like that today. I'm reading this book on the transgender stuff, and these kids, they'll come home and tell their parents that I'm, you know, a girl, come home and say, you know, my name is now Tom, and I want you to refer to me as he and him. And if her parents would say, you know, you might want to think about this. This just doesn't make any sense. This is illogical, and you're going to have a hard time in life if you act like this, and you might want to consider dressing a little bit more appropriately, because if you shave your head off and you start dressing really strangely, you know, people are going to, you're going to have a hard time finding a job or whatever. And you know what they do? They just absolutely hate their parents. They say their parents are toxic. Their parents are unsafe, and these are all, this is all psychobabble. Unsafe doesn't mean dangerous, like your life is in danger. It means that they are making you feel uncomfortable. So they're unsafe and they're toxic, and they just cut them off. There's one girl in this story. She went to an Ivy League school. Her parents took out a second mortgage on the house, $100,000, to send her to an Ivy League school. Paid for all that, paid for her first year after she got out of school for her apartment so she could have an unpaid internship after she went to an Ivy League school. Ends up with an unpaid internship, hoping to get a job. After they pay for all that, then she totally cuts them off because they suggested that, you know, you might want to dress a little bit more appropriately and maybe you'll have better luck finding a job because she's not getting any, right? Just cut her off. That's what these types of people do. They hate instruction. They do not want to be told they are wrong about anything. And if they are, they'll cut you off. That's a fool right there.
Isn't there, Pastor Wagner, a verse about a generation being haughty? Where is that exactly?
Proverbs 30. They're 12. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids are lifted up. Yep. It's quite sad to see somebody that will not receive reproof. So like instruction, knowledge should be preferred over precious metals, such as choice gold, because it's far more valuable. Proverbs 20 and verse 15. I remember I had a friend one time, I should say friend in quotes, and I wasn't up in all this psychobabble, this unsafe crap, and this lady accused me of being unsafe, and I think it was because I probably told her she was wrong about something biblically or whatever. Some topic came up, and it was no big deal. I mean, it wasn't like I was rude or mean or anything, but it was just simply I just pointed out a Bible verse to her about something, and all of a sudden I'm unsafe.
So
and I'm
you
like,
hurt her feelings is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
You hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
They're unsafe.
Yeah, I offended her, and I'm unsafe.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't know what this crap meant. And I'm like, how can I be dangerous?
Hit you?
Well, I said, why would you say I'm dangerous? What are you talking about? She said, I never said you're dangerous. I said you're unsafe. I'm like, what's the difference? And I didn't know. And then I started looking up all this psychobabble stuff, and then I knew what the stupid words mean. But
she just needed a mental health day.
She needed, yeah, something. Best thing that ever happened, well, not the best thing, but it was a good day when that friendship was broken off and that woman was out of my life. She was nuts, but anyway. Didn't know that at first, but Proverbs 20 and verse 15. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. See, comparing gold and rubies to knowledge, and obviously knowledge is put up on a higher level there than gold and rubies, which is what we're going to look at here in the next verse. So that'll take care of verse 10, and then it'll take us to verse 11.
Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.